Knitting Out Loud presents The Art of Fair Isle Knitting, abridged, written by Anne Fiedelson, 1996, read by Melissa Hughes.
Introduction. I think of Fair Isle Knitting as art because it is inventive and beautiful, a rich accumulation of the ideas and experience of countless knitters. But as far as almost all Shetlanders are concerned, Fair Isle Knitting has been a livelihood and a traditional craft, not an art. A woman whose household needed the income from her knitting had no leisure time. Even if she found a spare moment, it was considered a sin to be idle. There simply was no time for making revisions in her knitting or experimenting with refinements. She didn't think of breaking new ground or of scaling aesthetic heights. One knitter I met who combines multiple elaborate patterns in resonantly orchestrated shadings said to me, "I take no pride in my work." I was surprised. I found her work impressive, and I thought she had a right to be proud of it. Rather, the superior, versatile skills of the typical knitter are taken for granted, shrugged off. The fact that most of the Shetland women I came to know did not want their names used in this book speaks of the absence of a concept of art. An individual stamp is just not important. But there was pride in the voice of a 94-year-old knitter when she told me forthrightly, "I was always ambitious about my knitting." As a young woman, she had...